Welcome to the Money and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Nelson. My mission to empower millennial couples to make money moves that won't just improve your financial health, but strengthen your marriage as well. In this podcast, I share stories, tips, and tricks, both from my experience as a certified financial planner and from my own marriage, to help you and your spouse kick financial anxiety to the curb and use your money to create the lives you love together. Let's get started. So I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but it's so insightful, I think, that I think it's worth repeating a few times. A couple of years back, I was working with a couple who paid off just an extremely high amount of student loan debt in really a pretty short time. Now, granted, their incomes were high, right? There were some things about their financial situation that made that possible for them that may not apply to everybody. But the idea, I think that the theme of the story does apply to you regardless of what your situation is. So bear with me, right? They had over $250,000 of student loan debt. They paid it off in less than 2 years. And it took a lot for them to do that. Like I said, their incomes were high, right? They were able to save a bunch of money to pay down on the loans. This happened during the COVID interest rate suspension, so they weren't necessarily having interest that was accrued for at least part of this point in time. But they made some sacrifices. They really focused on it, right? It was a lot of hard work. They were very diligent in terms of setting aside, I mean, a lot of money every month to pay down on this debt. Anytime they got a bonus or a tax refund, right, it all went toward the debt. They were very focused on it. And I mean, it was just a huge accomplishment. They let me know via email, and I was obviously thrilled for them and ready to celebrate the next time we met. And, you know, they came in for the next meeting a month or two later, and I was excited to hear from them. Like, how did it feel that they had $250,000 of student loan debt and it's gone? They don't need to think about it anymore. They don't need to worry about it anymore. So I show up on the call. I'm like, so how's it going? Like, ready to celebrate, right? And the first thing that they said to me was, well, you know, we're worried about a couple things. We got this tax question we got to think about. Like, we're really worried that we're not doing the things that we need to be doing, and it's going to cost us in XYZ ways, right? And I want to be clear, right? The concerns they had were legitimate. They were things we needed to deal with. They were things that we did deal with. But I said, we're going to pause for a second. We will address all those things. We will make sure you're doing what you need to do. But first, we're going to acknowledge the fact you just paid off $250,000 of student loan debt. We're going to take some time to actually celebrate that, right? Because that's not something that just happens, right? We're not just going to blow by that like it's nothing, right? And so we did. We took a few minutes. We didn't spend the whole meeting on it. We made sure to address and answer the questions that they came to the meeting with, but I wanted to talk to them about their journey, right? How far they had come, right? What they had learned in going through this process, like what it did for them as a couple, right? Never mind just how it moved them forward financially, it increased their net worth by $250,000, right? They did, like, they did a lot. And so we talked about it. We explored what that meant a little bit. And then we addressed the tax questions and the other things that came up. Like, we got them those answers. But I think in the process, they also realized that the challenges they were facing ahead, frankly, just kind of paled in comparison to the challenge they faced to get out of this debt. And I share that because, like, I've that's probably the most extreme example I've seen of this in practice, but it happens all the time, right? Too often, when it comes to money and personal finance, we focus on what's going wrong. We focus on the next worry. We focus on the anxiety or the guilt or the shame or the fear of the future, you know, whatever it might be. And all of those things are legitimate, right? Again, like, this is not me saying that we shouldn't be focused on these things, right? But it is me saying we shouldn't exclusively be focused on those things. Because the problem is, if I ask you what's on your mind when it comes to your money, or how is money going for you and your family right now, and you always answer with something bad or something negative, it means that whenever you talk about money, it's always going to be something bad, right? It's like money is always going to have a negative connotation for you if that's all we're talking about, right? By solely focusing on the challenges rather than taking a little bit of time to talk about what's going right, right? By definition, you are setting yourselves up to only communicate about the challenging parts of your financial picture, which inevitably is then going to increase the amount of time you spend stressed about money. And so whenever you take some time to think about your finances, to review your financial situation, right, to think through what your next steps are, my challenge for you is to start the conversation by answering this one question. What's going well for you financially right now? What's something good that's happening? And again, like I'm not one of these like power of positive thinking, fake it till you make it kind of people. There's nothing that drives me crazy than like trying to minimize problems. That's not what I'm trying to do here. What I'm trying to do is to just to start the conversation and to set aside just a little bit of time to acknowledge your successes, right? Because it's important to celebrate your successes as well as address what's going wrong, right? I'm intentionally releasing this episode on Thanksgiving, right, in the spirit of gratitude, and you know, it's a relevant thing to talk about today. Because what I find when I actually sit down and do this exercise with couples, right, oftentimes, you know, people kind of stare at me blankly for a little bit, and then one spouse comes up with one idea, and the other spouse comes up with something else, and like you might be surprised at how many things you could put into that list of what's going well for you financially right now. It can be something good that happened to you this week, this month, today. It could be something just in general about your financial situation, right? Because if you pause for just a couple minutes and actually think about what you are doing right financially, the good things about your financial picture, you might be surprised at how many things populate that list. And if you take the time to do that, it puts you in a better communication pattern, headspace, whatever, however you want to label it, to then talk about the challenges. We're not doing this instead of focusing on the challenges or trying to fix things. We're doing this as a way to just kind of start the conversation, right? It's much easier to talk about the good things than the bad. It is just what we naturally don't do when it comes to money, unless we're really intentional about it. We just naturally go to the negative things, what we're worried about. I'm going to challenge you to just, like, the next time you're ready to sit down and talk about a financial challenge you're facing, or to review your progress, or to update all your, like, you know, to update your, like, whatever it might be, take a second and ask yourself at the beginning, what's going well for you financially right now? Don't spend the whole time talking about it, right? 3 to 5 minutes, somewhere in that range. Because again, you probably are going to be surprised at how many things can fill up that list. And knowing that should give you the confidence that you need to then start diving into some of the challenges. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're having a great holiday. I will be back next week with a new episode. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Money and Marriage Podcast. If you want to learn more, you can access my favorite money exercise for free if you head to paysetterplanning.com/money and marriage. Again, that's paysetterplanning.com/money and marriage. Get your access today, and I'll see you next time.